Lieutenant Eve Dallas stood in the carnage. Always something new, she thought. Always something just a little more terrible than even a cop could imagine. Bodies floated on a sea of blood, booze, and vomit. Some draped like rag dolls over the long bar, or curled like grisly cats under broken tables. Jagged hunks of glass littered the floor, sparkled like deadly diamonds on what was left of tables and chairs, or jabbed, thick with gore, out of bodies. She stood, waiting for the first wave of shock to pass. She'd forgotten she could be shocked. She turned, tall and lean, brown eyes flat to the beat cop, and first on scene. What do you know? She heard him breathing between his teeth. Gave him time.
My partner and I were on a break in the diner across the street.
What time was that?
We logged out for the break at 17:45. I don't think we were in there for 5 minutes, Lieutenant.
Okay, continue. He paused, cleared his throat.
I got 22 years in, Lieutenant, and I've never seen anything like this. Bodies everywhere. Some were still alive, crawling, crying, moaning. I called it in. Called for medicals. There was no way to keep the scene undisturbed, sir. People were dying.
Understood. Let's keep everybody out of here for now. She walked with him to the door. She spotted her partner. She knew Peabody was sturdy, solid. Despite the pink cowgirl boots, rainbow-tinted sunshades, and short, flippy ponytail. But what was beyond the door had shaken her, and a beat cop with over 20 on his hard black shoes.
Almost made it, Peabody said. I'd stopped by the market on the way home. Thought I'd surprise McNabb with the home cooked.
She shook a small market bag.
Good thing I hadn't started. What did we catch?
It's bad.
Peabody's easy expression slid away, leaving her face cold.
How bad?
Multiple bodies. Hacked, sliced, bashed, you name it.
Put down that bag. And grab your guts. If you need to puke, get outside. There's already plenty of puke in there, and I don't want yours mixed in. The crime scene's fucked.
I'll be okay.
Eve stepped back inside. She heard Peabody's strangled gasp, the jagged hitch of her breath.
Mother of God! Jesus!
Strap it down, Peabody.
What the hell happened here? All these people?
That's what we're going to find out. Not yet sure she had a solid hold on her guts, Peabody let her gaze skim over the room.
You can't start on this by yourself.
One body at a time. Get started.
Move it.
The door opened. She spotted Morris. His hair, pulled back into one sleek tail, left his interesting, angular face unframed. She watched his eyes, dark as his hair, scan the room, and for an instant, both the shock and the pity lived in them.
She brought me a crowd.
Somebody did, she began. She broke off as Rourke came in behind Morris. Where Morris's face was interesting, oddly sexy, Rourke's was... Rourke's. Impossibly gorgeous, carved by the strong hand of some clever god, and perfected by eyes of bold and brilliant blue. Those eyes met hers, and he said,
Lieutenant.
Even with the rage simmering under the word, the Irish sang through. You can't be here.
I can, he corrected. It's mine.
She should have figured it. The man owned most of the world and half the universe it lived in. Saying nothing, Eve turned a hard stare on Peabody.
Sorry, I forgot to tell you I hit on Rourke when I scanned for the owner.
I'll need to talk to you, but I need Morris first. You can wait outside. The rage on his face had gone cold and hard.
I won't be waiting outside.
Listen, this is a fucking mess.
I can see that for myself well enough.
I need you to stay out of the way.
Then I will.
But I won't wait outside while you wade through this nightmare inside a place I own.